call our meeting to order and ask Mr. Noren, Vice Chair, to lead us in the pledge this morning.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, good morning. Thanks, everybody, for coming today. Every meeting, we have this little reminder that I never read, and it's never really been a problem, but we've got a note here that says to please turn off all cell phones and pagers. And, Gene, I don't think anybody's actually had a pager since about 1989, so, yeah. So maybe we'll just change that to cell phones.
So noted.
Or electronic devices.
Yeah, electronic devices, that's a good catch-all, yeah. Yeah, I say, please turn your iPad off. So, yeah. Yeah, cell phone or iPad or whatever we want to call it. So, great. I'll introduce the board. To my far right, we have Mike Dunker from Riadel. To my immediate right, Mr. Bill Massey from Forestville. To my left, David Noren, our vice chair from Sebastopol. Far left, John Corbett, McKinleyville. I am Jeff Hales from Eureka. And probably one of the things I've been looking forward to so far is we have a resolution of appreciation for staff counsel Kim Niemeyer, which I would like to read in its entirety. Whereas Kimberly Niemeyer has a new assignment in her capacity as counsel and is now advising the board and staff at the Lahontan Board in Lake Tahoe and Victorville. And whereas today, October 28, 2010, is Kim's last board meeting in Santa Rosa, and the members of the North Coast Board wish to thank Kim for her service to this board. And whereas Kim always contributed to a positive work environment, showing eagerness in tackling assignments, doing the necessary research, juggling tasks, maintaining focus, and advising us about those legal pitfalls that are always better contemplated from afar. Whereas Kim's negotiation skills, objective conflict evaluation, and ability to draft alternative language has frequently resulted in lightning-fast strikeout amendments during board meetings that meet both board and discharger approval. And whereas Kim leaves the North Coast with some indelible memories of our region's natural landscape, like that long day when she hiked through the dense brush and towering trees to experience the remarkable and pristine waters of the Upper South Fork Elk River and the Headwaters Preserve, and other times when her husband and children met her after board meetings and then set off on a weekend camping adventure. And whereas we will miss Kim's demeanor and good cheer while performing the mission of protecting water quality. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the members of the California Regional Water Quality Control Board, North Coast Region, wish to express their sincere appreciation for Kim's distinguished service to the board and the people of the state of California, and we wish Kim and her family the best in their future endeavors. Thanks.
I just want to thank the board and Kat and especially staff. From my time here, I've learned just a ton and really grew to appreciate this region. I'm going to miss it a lot, and hopefully I will run into all of you various parts, various times, maybe while we're vacationing up here or maybe when you're down in Sacramento. So hope to see you guys.
Thanks, Kim. But wait, that's not all. We also would like to present you with an award for superior accomplishment. And this is for your performance as part of the Klamath River TMDL and Basin Plan Amendment Team. And for particularly your ongoing work performance on the team at various times over the seven-year adoption effort has made an exceptional contribution to water quality protection for one of the most significant rivers in our region. If you would please come forward. I'd also like to make mention that we have other team members who have also received this award for their efforts. Some are in the room, some aren't, but I'll mention their names. David Leland, Matt St. John, Brian McFadden, Ben Zabinski, Alita Mangelsdorf, Catherine Carter, Clayton Krieger, and Samantha Olson have also all received this award. So round of applause for them as well. Yeah. All right, moving on. Ex parte communication. Do any board members wish to disclose any?
Mr. Chair,
as
is my normal habit, I have been talking with state and local elected officials regarding small systems on the Russian River, particularly.
Any others?
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Norton?
I want to report, actually, I had some meetings with some of the dairy folks in the development of that permit, along with staff. There was just a small gathering to check in on that. And it's been a while since we've met, so I'll just fold in just to make sure I get this, is that I've also attended some of the solid waste advisory group meetings for Sonoma County landfill issues.
Mr. Corbett?
Yeah, I very briefly cruised by the Humboldt County Farm Bureau, asked them whether the process that had been with staff and themselves was satisfactory to them on working on dairy permits. They answered they were happy with the process, and that was the end of the conversation. And
great, thanks. Good conversation.
And thank you to staff as well.
Then I also have to report that I met with City of Arcata Environmental Services staff just as an informational meeting on their quest for a determination on a jurisdictional water issue. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Dunker. Moving on. Tam, our state board liaison. Welcome.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, board member. Let me add my thanks and congratulations also to the team that worked on the Klamath TMDL. As you know by now, the State Water Board approved that TMDL unanimously, as a matter of fact, and we strongly supported the work that the regional board has done in that magnificent, difficult, complex, yet outstanding work on that TMDL. I also wanted to let you know a few other things that the State Board had been up to and give you some indication of our priorities for next year. We also, at our last board meeting, adopted the fee schedule for this year after we finally have a budget. And because of the various budget negotiations and outcome, we ended up not raising any fees. Actually, the only fees we raised were those associated with landfills. But the rest of our water quality and water rights fee for this year remained basically what it was last year, which is good news for everyone, given economic times. The board, however, did express a lot of concerns to staff about how the fees are calculated and distributed between the various sectors, especially on the water quality side of the house. So I expect that staff has been asked to work with stakeholders to come up with a better methodology, if you will, to determine those fees. And one of the things that led to the concern is a huge portion of our water quality fees right now are being paid by the major power plants that uses once-through cooling. And under the State Board's once-through cooling policy, that's due to be phased out. And so looking ahead, we really do need to restructure our fee system. And so that's going to be a priority for administrative staff in the next year. Also, the State Board recently upheld the Basin Plan Amendment from the Los Angeles Regional Water Board that banned new septic connections in Malibu, as well as put a requirement for zero discharge from septic from Malibu in future years. That has certain, attention gathering from across the state. And I just wanted to let you know that that was a very, very specific item to Malibu. It's been a long history between the regional board there and the city of Malibu on the whole septic to sewer system, and the state board upholding of that prohibition was based on a lot of scientific and a lot of documented studies that came specifically from Malibu, from that regional board for that area. So it certainly is not something that I expect to be somehow widely expanded throughout the state. Just know that it was something that was extremely specific to the city of Malibu. And it was done partly to encourage the city to work with the regional water board and stakeholders to develop a solution to that problem. As you know, the Malibu situation was something that gave rise to AB 885, which we are still working on. And obviously that issue in that area continues to be of special concerns to the regional board there. Looking ahead, I wanted to let you know that actually earlier this month, the State Board had an offsite, and one of the things we discussed is that we all have so many priorities. You do, we do. And things happen that affect completion of those priorities. So for this year, we decided to work with our executive director and identify a subset of those priorities where we've asked staff to commit to a specific deadline of completion. And we identified six priority areas where our staff is now or has developed deadlines to which the executive director will do whatever is necessary, including reassigning staff, redistributing resources allocation. But for these priority areas, we expect these deadlines to be met. And I think of special interest to you, one of the six items would be the frost protection regulation. So the staff has committed to us a deadline of having the regulations in place by March of 2012. And so what that means, I should say staff has committed to bring the item to us for consideration and put in place by March of 2012. What that means is they will need to start the CEQA-X coping process later on this year, and that is projected to be for November. And a couple of other priority issues that have those specific deadlines include three stormwater permits, including the industrial general stormwater permit, which has been needing to be updated and readopted for quite a while. And of interest to you will be the fact that staff is considering, and I would encourage Ms. Coleman to discuss it with staff if she hasn't, whether or not we should include in the industrial stormwater general permit any coverage for discharges from roads and culverts from timber operation lands. As you may know, the Ninth Circuit Court issued a ruling in August on a case in Oregon, but of course it applies to California too, specifying that discharges from those activities do require an NPDES permit. So we're discussing whether that should be incorporated into the general permit, or otherwise regional boards will have to issue individual permits. Other stormwater permits include the Caltrans MS4 permit, as well as the Phase 2 small MS4 permits. Those are all projected by staff, I guess you'd say committed to, be releasing in draft form in January and February of 2011, and with the projection of coming before the State Water Board by the end of the year. So those are firm commitments. This is the first time we've tried to identify some few selected priorities and set firm deadlines and directed our director to move staff resources as necessary to accomplish those deadlines.
Thanks, Tam.
Can we make comments or questions?
Yes, you bet.
Okay. First, I want to thank you for addressing Malibu. If it's any other place in California, it would have been addressed quite some time ago. And so I'm glad the State Board faced it. And I'm also glad that you clearly did it based upon the unique circumstances there. As you know, actually, the whole state legislation forcing the much tighter septic tank really came out of the Malibu issue. So in one way, you can't cauterize it off, but I do appreciate that you did it based upon the individual facts, and hopefully that will be reassuring to the North Coast and other major areas. In regard to the NPDES permit, I would hope there'd be very careful consideration regarding civil cultural activities or regional differences. If you just start off with soils, topography, and rainfall, anything you do statewide is either going to be too harsh for some areas and not harsh enough, or harsh is the wrong word, but not adequate to protect water quality in other areas. So it's a very challenging road to go down for a statewide permit. But where I do think the state can provide guidance is the approach. And so, for example, if the State Board said the regional board should do such a permit or any other kind of procedure, that would be really helpful because there are people out there. They have legal exposure. And while our job isn't to protect people from legal exposure, I think a good regulatory process has a way for people to comply with it that's straightforward, and I'm not sure we have that right now. The other thing is that my understanding is the State Board passed a resolution to review timber harvesting, silvicultural harvesting, and how you make the system better in a relationship with the Board of Forestry. And, of course, that's a very important thing. But in reading it, sometimes the ambiguity, because you're so artful, is there. And was that is the anticipation to follow that up with a change in the regulatory framework, or is it just informational on how we work better together, or do you know?
I think that's still open-ended at this point.
Okay.
And I should add that one of the six items that we have identified with these determined deadlines include the AB 885 septic regulations. As you know, we're long overdue.
Yes.
On that one. So that is also among the items that need to be completed by a specific deadline.
Great. Any other questions for Tam?
Yeah. 885 is one of the six priority items. Do we have a date?
No, staff is still yes. Staff is still working on that. And as of yesterday, Tom Howard assures me that they will have those proposed schedule to the board by next week.
Okay.
And I will certainly let Kat know so that she will share with you. And just to quickly also respond to John's comment regarding the industrial general permit, as of 2 weeks ago when the board had the offsite, staff does not have any specific language to address the issue of timber operations in the general industrial stormwater permit. And this decision has not been made by staff as to whether or not to recommend including it. They were just exploring the issue.
Yeah.
My guess will be, since they've now committed to getting a draft out in January and we're holding them to that deadline, if they address that issue at all, it'll be in a general framework sense. But I think it still would be a good idea for Ms. Coleman to contact Vicki and have that discussion.
Can I maybe ask one follow-up? Would it be helpful or harmful to your efforts if the regional board put on the agenda a general study session fairly quickly on approaches we think might be viable that could be passed on to the State Board?
I will defer to Ms. Coleman to have that discussion with Tom and Vicki, my executive director, and perhaps bring that recommendation back to us.
Just by way of some more background information, one of the reasons for pushing forward with the industrial stormwater permit is that there are, particularly the U.S. Forest Service has contacted us to say they're concerned about not having NPDES coverage for projects that they're proceeding on right now. And so there's a concern that, you know, how do we cover those and give those people some kind of coverage that makes some sense while we figure out, well, EPA, the courts, and we as a state figure out how to deal with the impact of that court decision. So I think in my mind, I'm seeing the industrial stormwater permit as a stopgap for people who feel they need to have some coverage right now, that we can't give them any coverage right now, but they could seek coverage under the industrial stormwater permit legitimately. But in the meantime, I like Mr. Corbett's suggestion of having some kind of a study session and to look at the options. I know Greg Gearhart of your staff has been really keen on moving on it, but I also know he's really tied up with all of those stormwater permits.
Yeah.
And I just had one other question. If you go in the past on this particular issue, there have been other court decisions creating an NPDES permit off the road systems for silvicultural activity. And in the past two times, I this gone on 25 years at least, and EPA then changed the federal guidelines to attempt to address it. Do you know what EPA's approach is, or are they still digesting the court decision?
I believe at this point they're still digesting it, and you know, from my contacts within the agency, they're having, I would say, a pretty full-pitched battle about how involved EPA will get. There's the one hand, people thinking they can just put it all into the multi-sector general permit that EPA has, and then there's another thought saying that there needs to be some kind of regulation developed. You know, what's a logging road? What's covered? What's not? a whole bunch of questions that I think every permitting authority and then every landowner is going to be asking, and it'd be nice to have a consistent answer from EPA. So they're sorting through.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tam. All right, keeping on the line here, I do not have any particular things to report out on. Do we have any other board members that have a report or anything to add?
Kat.
Mr. Noren.
Kat, can I ask about just the status and maybe get a report back to our board, excuse me, of the early implementation strategy for the the Russian River and the Laguna TMDL as it applies to small community systems, specifically focusing on the mid-reach of the Russian and status of both Great and Occidental within that, and get back to our board sometime in the future and have a status report on that.
Yeah. And I could just very briefly give you, but we'll get back to you in with more detail and probably add into that the work that we've been doing with the county on septic systems.
That would be great.
But Occidental, it's still in staff's hands to put together the referral package to the Attorney General's office for Occidental to refer that for judicial action. And then on Grayton, we just extended their deadline. They weren't able to get the FEMA money, and we have extended their compliance deadline. But we'll come back with a full report and putting it all into context, and would seek some direction from you folks on your sense of priority for those.
Thank you.
The January, we'll be hearing about that?
January it can be.
Does that work? Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Dunker.
Yeah, I just FYI to everyone.
You got to turn yourself on.
How's that? Just FYI for everyone that I am up for re-election, so next Tuesday I'll find out whether I'll be back in this seat or not.
That's right. So yeah, your city council,
yes,
for Riedel.
Mm-hmm.
And if what is and your prognosis? It's good, right?
It looks good.
Outstanding.
It looks good.
All right. Look forward to hearing about that, Mike. Thanks. Okay. Any other board members have anything at this point? Okay. Kat, would you like to report now or save it to the end?
The end, please.
You bet. Moving on, we'll now go to public forum. So this is time for the general public to address our board on any matter within our jurisdiction outside of anything that's on our agenda.